The Letter by Catherine Hughes. Read by Rachel Atkins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Present day. It was the small things she took pleasure in. The faint hum of a huge furry bumblebee busily flitting from one flower to another, oblivious to the fact that it was completing a task on which the entire human race depended. The heady scent and glorious abundance of colour provided by the sweet peas that she grew in the vegetable patch, despite the fact that the space could be given over to their more edible cousins. Then there was the sight of her husband rubbing his aching back as he dug fertiliser into the rose bed without complaint, when there were a thousand things he would prefer to be doing. As she knelt down to pull up a few weeds, she felt her granddaughter's hand slip into hers, so tiny, warm and trusting. It was another small thing, the one that gave her the most pleasure of all, that always brought a smile to her face and made her heart lurch. "What are you doing, Grandma?" She turned and looked at her beloved granddaughter. The little girl's cheeks were tinged pink with the afternoon sun, and she had smudges of soil across her button nose. She took out her handkerchief and gently wiped them away. "I'm just pulling up these..."